Little over a half hour left for you here on the game. We are with you until 5:30. Mitch has his Jabroni of the Week in hour two at about 5:25. You blew the cover on this just a little bit, but two mistakes that I saw in the sports world fall on opposite ends of the age spectrum, a couple different generations, I would say here. The first was about Dave Chappelle, who did get his hate quote in the last segment of the show, but he was at the Cavs game, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and the NBA had tweeted a video of both he and Amy Schumer, who is a younger comedian, at the game, and the official NBA Twitter account says Amy and a fan on at NBA on TNT. The fan being Dave Chappelle, who, I mean, you can, like, Dave Chappelle is probably on most people's Mount Rushmore of comedians. If not, you know, the greatest, he's going to be in that conversation. You're talking about one of the four or five best comedians of all time, and certainly one of the most popular. His hiatus added to that, I think. But this has to be, right? There is no other way that this is anything but just a millennial running the NBA Twitter account, some kind of millennial intern on down the line. Look, I am a millennial, so, you know, criticizing our own generation here. But somebody who is not old enough to know Dave Chappelle. And Amy Schumer, I can understand how you would know who Amy Schumer is. She's just risen to popularity in the last few years, but maybe you have no idea who Dave Chappelle is. That's the only theory I can come up with as to how you would not know there, because Chappelle was on such a long hiatus, right? This has to be the work of a millennial.
Now, did you mention the word comedian? Was that used in the caption that the NBA Twitter account used?
No, I just said Amy and a fan. Amy and a fan.
Well, I'm glad they didn't use comedian, because then that would have been used very loosely.
Well, I mean, it's worse to just say Amy and a fan. Like, no recognition of Dave Chappelle at all. And there's no mixing up who this is. Dave Chappelle's looking directly in the camera here on the freeze frame that I'm looking at right here. How you disrespect Dave Chappelle like that, I have no idea.
Why would she be posing with a random fan anyway?
Yeah, I know. They're like embrace. Like, she kind of has her arm around him. It does. It looks like just very chummy, like they know each other. Now, the other thing I saw, and I can't believe this has not been changed since I saw it this morning, but one of the bigger stories going on nationally right now is the NFL opting to lax their penalties for touchdown celebrations. You're going to have some more leeway for how you celebrate a touchdown in the NFL, which is great, by the way. You know that I'm going to be all about that. But this article written by Brian DiArdo, even with an update 2 hours ago, still has this in it. Do you remember Antonio Brown last year? He got flagged for twerking.
Yeah.
So twerking, how are we going to go about explaining twerking on air to the listening audience here, Mitch? A dance involving predominantly your rear end?
Yeah. Shaking it profusely.
Yeah. Yes. That's a pretty good description of it. Antonio Brown twerked. Twerked. Here's the lead of this story. The lead of the CBS sports story. Antonio Brown still can't tweak, but he will have more touchdown celebrations for the 2017 season. Now, you might think, okay, that's just one typo in the, you know, whole totality of the art. No, he mentions it again. He mentions tweak twice in the article instead of twerk. That, much like the Dave Chappelle thing, had to be the work of a millennial. This has to be the work of, oh, God, somebody 40-plus. Maybe throw in, like, 35-plus. Upper 30s or above. There's just no way that anybody younger than that at all is going to mistake twerking for tweaking.
John, don't take this personally. Generations upon generations have struggled with others' lingo, beliefs, actions.
I thought you were about to tell me generation after generation has struggled with tweaking or twerking.
Twerking? Yeah, yeah.
And twerking really seems to be the dividing line in this country, does it not? That's really the generational dividing line is twerking. I think that's what we've figured out here on the show. We're doing big things today, folks. When we come back, we will have, okay, Jesse Ertz seems to have the other most compelling case to be a breakout star on this K-State football team. I'll tell you why the Alex Barnes case is better.
Now you can easily